Do you remember the flash crash? In May 2010, the U.S. markets went into freefall, dropping 6% in 4.5 minutes and then bouncing mysteriously back. At the time, U.S. financial regulators pointed to a few key lessons to be learned. Disorderly markets, they reported, can quickly result from, quote, the interaction between automated execution programs and algorithmic trading strategies, unquote. There was a sense that the machines had taken over, that dark algorithmic forces were at work. Now, in 2015, regulators are pointing the finger at a guy in a tracksuit. Navinder Singh Sural is a lone trader who lives with his parents in a semi-detached house in Hounslow, England, a neighborhood so close to Heathrow Airport that interviews with surprised neighbors are almost drowned out by the overhead jets. British newspapers quote Sarau's former colleagues. They say that he came into work late to avoid peak train fares, ate cut-price sandwiches, and wore tracksuits every day. The papers report that he drove his family's old car and that his mother worked two jobs and didn't really know what her son did, let alone that he was a millionaire many times over. According to the Justice Department and U.S. financial regulators, one of the things he was doing was manipulating the futures markets. The CFTC is the agency that monitors these markets in the U.S. In April 2015, the agency sued Sural in federal court in Chicago. It accused him of using, quote, a variety of exceptionally large, aggressive, and persistent spoofing tactics, unquote. In other words, he allegedly put in bids or offers with the intent to cancel them before they were executed. He did this on a grand scale, according to the CFTC, placing and canceling hundreds of thousands of orders. He would then take advantage of the change in prices that he in part caused. This is not necessarily an easy case for the agency or for the criminal authorities. Remember the parents and the semi-detached house in England? In England? Navinder Singh Sural is not in Chicago. He is not in the United States, and this means extradition. This process of bringing someone out of one country to be prosecuted in another is governed by a treaty between nations. And in the case of Sural, it will be the subject of its own hearing and court process during the summer of 2015. Then and only then, the case might reach the other hard questions. What is the relationship of one guy's trading to the market-wide flash crash? Are people who set up algorithms responsible for the consequences of automatic trading by machines? We don't know the answers, and many of the criminal and civil charges for this type of manipulation have not been tested in court. Regardless of the outcome, though, it seems easier and more interesting to blame the one guy in the tracksuit. Some newspapers have even given him a name, the Hound of Hounslow. It is harder to think of a snazzy nickname for the shifts and new structures in the modern market that, especially from the outside, we may not fully understand. But maybe we should be doing just that. This is Verity Winship.